Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. But guess what? Heard all across the world wide web. What's going on? Hey, guys. Hey, dolls. Hey, gents. Thank you so much for checking us out here today on this wonderful talk show. So listen, I am really excited to have you. Let me tell you about our guests that are coming up today. Two dynamic segments that you want to stick around and hang around for the full show. So we start the top of the hour out with my guest who's hanging out right now in the virtual green room, Sherelle Moore Tucker. Listen, she is the author of Transparent Faith. She is an empowerment speaker. She is a certified group fitness instructor. She's registered with Holy Yoga. Oh, my goodness. She's a Holy Yoga instructor, and she has and is the owner of Faith and Flow Yoga, which we've been tagging on Facebook. So really, really easy way to connect. So we're going to talk today. We're going to give you, you know, we're going to mix it up. You know how we do over here. So we're going to give you a few tips about yoga and fitness and all that, but we want to spend most of the time talking about her brand new book, Transparent Faith, which is really a look at faith through the lens of a former backslider. And this is perfect for those who are new in Christ and are just trying to put it all together. So we're going to help you out. And then in our second segment, I'm excited to have hanging out with us Sharon Bailey, right here from Richmond, Virginia. She is the CEO for Above and Beyond Exquisite Styling Catering. So listen, we know some of y'all got engaged at Valentine's, and some people are planning weddings, and some of y'all are planning family reunions and just whatever, parties and all that good stuff. So we're going to give you some tips around what you should be looking for when you're going to look for a caterer, what are menu options, when's the best time to get a caterer, you know, instead of Nana and them sweating themselves out in the kitchen. Come on, people, you know, we got to help each other out. And so she's going to give you some tips, and we're just going to talk in general about catering and all that good stuff and give you some advice and also around decorations and stuff for your event. So we have a packed show. Thank you so much for those that are hanging out on the phone lines already. Hey, big shout out to Carla R. Jenkins, who tweeted. She's listening in. Thank you for listening in, Carla. So listen, this is what I want you to do. Jump on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and follow and retweet that you are checking out the show. Of course, hang out with us over on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette, Instagram, Charvette M, and all those good places. And certainly, we want to say hello for those that are hanging out from Charvette.com and our mobile app and all of our broadcast stations. All right, so let's go ahead and jump right on in. I'm bringing up to the mic, again, our first guest, Sherelle Moore Tucker, is joining us. And so I want you all to be so gracious and listen in right now. Hello, Sherelle. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Charvette. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we are glad to have you and excited to feature you. So, listen,
awesome.
I've got to start. We've got to talk about holy yoga. Like, I don't think
yes.
I've heard that term before, so enlighten us.
Yeah, holy yoga started, it was founded by Brooke Boone out in Arizona. And it's pretty big, like, in the Midwest and, like, the West Coast, but it is a absolutely beautiful practice where you reconnect with yourself and God on the mat. So it's different from traditional yoga in that the intention is set right on Christ Jesus, and it's full-body worship on the mat using body, soul, and spirit to worship God as an offering to God. And it really is just it's a segment of taking your worship from the church to the mat.
Wow, and you know what? I know yoga has been around for many, many years, but it feels like there has been an insurgence, a resurgence.
Yes.
You know, what started that or prompted that?
I think that there's more education surrounding yoga, and I know what you mean. You know, I started my yoga journey back in like 2008, 2009, and even, you know, that's still pretty recent for some people that I know that have been practicing for years. And I believe what has changed is that there's this, people are understanding there's a science behind it, that you don't have to live this certain kind of lifestyle. Like, you know, sometimes yoga has been associated with kind of like being earthy and being a hippie and, you know, this whole new age thing. And so there's a lot of studies and there's a lot of research that's come out recently that is really showing people that yoga really is a science, that the breath can really be very powerful when you make it intentional. There's research that shows that people that are dealing with cancer and different types of ailments and illnesses can benefit from the yoga postures. The power of meditation, oh my gosh, is like phenomenal. And so there's a lot of education around that that people are just now finding out about. And especially Christian meditation, that's what Holy Yoga focuses on, Christian meditation. So no New Age stuff, nothing that's, you know, going to cause you to stumble and fall in your walk with Christ, but it really is something that's going to complement your faith.
Oh, that's good. Complimenting your faith, because I think, like you said, some have in the Christian world have attached that yoga is kind of like this spooky, and I don't know what they say. Summy, I don't know what that is, and I don't want to conjure up any spirits that, you know. So there has, I think that has been some of the perception, and so I'm glad now that we are getting enlightened, as I said before.
Yes.
And so what exercise level, if there's someone listening saying, you know, I've seen people with the cute yoga mats and I didn't know if I could try it. What level of is this made for yoga?
Right. You know, yoga, the practice of yoga is a beautiful practice that really grows with you. It really does. People get freaked out when they see on social media, they see all the crazy yoga poses, the legs behind the head and all the handstands and arm balances, and that's really not what yoga is about. You can start at the basic level. So there's so many different types of yoga. There's yoga for beginners. There's gentle yoga. There's power yoga for those athletic people that want to, you know, really get a cardio workout. And then there's yoga for those that are they live, you know, they do it in a chair. People that are in the senior communities, they can do yoga in a chair. For people that are recovering from injuries, there's restorative yoga. There's so many different types. Unfortunately, a lot of the different types aren't put out on social media as much as the more mainstream power yoga types and those different types of yoga where, you know, there are a lot of advanced poses. It starts from the basic beginner all the way to the advanced, and there is definitely a class for you.
Oh, okay. All right. I am loving that. I'm loving that. So that way, because, you know, everyone feels like, because there's certain things, like you might say, okay, I'm ready to get more fit. I'm ready to, you know, and I feel like I'm only, you know, at the walking level. And then you go and look at some of these boot camps and they're like, hey, this is for the moderate person. You're like, I can't do that. But it's saying, you know, you're saying yoga is available for everyone.
It really is. And I tell people, Charvette, everyone can do yoga. Unfortunately, yoga may not be for everyone. And let me preface it with this. What I mean by that is I'm not talking about your fitness level. I'm talking about your ability to open your mind. So I find that it's not so much the yoga poses that are difficult, but it's very hard for people to simply sit still for a moment just to engage in 5 minutes of meditation. So I tell people that sometimes that's kind of the hardest part. People, you know, you ask them to close their eyes and just kind of focus on their breathing. They're looking around the room, and it's very foreign to them. It's very foreign to sit on the floor and do these weight-bearing postures where it's just you and the mat. And so I find that it's not so much the postures that can make it difficult, but your approach to the practice, that negative talk of, oh, I can't do it, I can't touch my toes, when we haven't even started there yet. yoga is so much. Yoga is so much about the journey and rediscovering your body and learning about the areas that are tight, the areas that where there's freedom. And so there's no goals necessarily when it comes to yoga. It's really an opportunity to learn more about yourself and your body, the way you think and the way that you move throughout life and on the mat.
All right, there you have it. So she has stripped away your excuses, our excuses.
That's right.
Let's say it that way. Wonderful. And I love in your bio how you say, you know, that God really, you know, inspired like exercise and having that mobility and flexibility. That's like really God inspired.
It is. I have a background in traditional yoga teacher training as well as holy yoga teacher training. And it is, I tell you, it's just, it's a beautiful practice that really reminds you of this beautiful design that God created. It's a divine design that can never be duplicated or replicated. And yoga gives you the time and the space to really just sit in that and just rejoice in what you can do and not in what you can't do. And so when I teach my classes, I teach to all fitness levels. I usually teach a mixed class, and I tell people that I'm going to throw in some things that you're going to find, oh, okay, this is easy, I can do this. But I also throw in some challenging things because so is life. Sometimes in life things come easy and sometimes things are a challenge. And so I also, with Faith and Flow Yoga, you're going to get a biblical scripture that's going to set the tone for the class, along with some nice gospel music to keep you inspired. And we just allow the meditation to become a moving meditation as we move, and we offer our bodies back to Christ. Your movement may look different than my movement, but it's beautiful and it's acceptable to God just the same. We have to just get out of our heads about what we expect it to look like and be thankful and glad that we are fearfully and wonderfully made and that we can move our bodies in a way that is acceptable to God, because he is looking for excellence. He's not looking for perfection.
Amen. Well said. Well said. Listeners, if you just tuned in, hey there, you're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're chatting up here with Sherelle Moore Tucker. She's the author of Transparent Faith. We're getting ready to talk about that. She's a certified group fitness instructor. She is the business owner of Faith and Flow Yoga and certainly an empowerment speaker. So, Sherelle, if people want to have a yoga session with you, where can they go? How can they find out more information?
Yes, I'm available on most social media platforms, so you can definitely follow me on Facebook at Faith and Flow Yoga. You can also go to my website at SherelleMooreTucker.com, and you can also learn more about my book, Transparent Faith, at TransparentFaith.net.
Cool. All right. And so last question related to the yoga and the fitness. For those that are listening who are saying, okay, I want to, you know, get started. Is there something, maybe three tips you have, like that's something they could do at home that'll help them kind of get more limber and then be ready for class?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of times we try to complicate things when things aren't so complicated. And I can tell you this, yoga is so not complicated. I usually tell people that they say, okay, I want to start out, I want to do something at home. So the first tip is just get used to sitting back on the floor. That's something that I find that as we get older, we tend to not do that as much. You know, we have these nice, comfortable chairs. So take a moment while you're watching TV or you're reading a book and just simply sit on the floor. If you have lower back issues or you don't have a lot of back support, prop yourself up against the wall, but try sitting down on the floor. Bring the soles of your feet together in butterfly pose, bound ankle pose, whatever you want to call it, to gently open up the hips. To improve your posture and just sit there for a moment and just rest and relax there. Another tip that is helpful for those that want to try something at home is to simply bend forward. You know, it's something that's so simple, but it can be so effective, especially for research shows that more than 60% of Americans have chronic back issues, chronic back pain. And so taking your feet apart just about hip-width distance and bending forward, not from the back, but from the hip joint, and just leaning forward and allowing the blood to flow, and just hanging there in ragdoll pose. And just hang there for a couple of deep breaths, and you will find improvement in your back if you have any lower back issues, or you just need a nice, good stretch. And then the last and third tip that I like to give people is to take a child's pose. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but it's a very simple pose that you see in a lot of yoga classes. It's a resting pose, but it's also a wonderful back-stretching pose. And so you just come to hands and knees, and then you just sink your hips back towards your heels, and then you extend your arms forward towards the top of the mat and rest on your forehead. It's a wonderful back stretch. Many of these stretches, some people have seen them in physical therapy, or maybe your chiropractor has recommended them. They're very simple. They're very common. And I tell people just pick three poses and try to hold them for maybe 3 to 5 minutes or so, and you'll see so much improvement, just the way that you move through life and the way that you breathe and the way that you're able to manage your stress, because yoga is wonderful for stress.
Oh, wow. Those are phenomenal. Thank you so much. Listeners, don't y'all feel like y'all, some of y'all can do this right now while you're listening. Some of y'all can practice sitting on the floor right now. So I feel limber already. Like, okay, I can do that. I can try that. So Thank you. All right, so let's transition to, so we've got the fitness and you're doing all that. So you decided to write a book, and the book is not about fitness. Were people surprised when they heard you were writing a book, and did they expect, oh, this is going to be a book about yoga?
They did. A lot of people were very surprised, but if you go to my website, once again, SherelleMoreTucker.com, I'm a proponent of faith-based wellness. So I believe that divine wellness is threefold, just like we're created in God's own image. He created us with a body, soul, and spirit. So I tend to physical wellness, mental wellness, and spiritual wellness. And I believe that this book is an offspring that talks about my spiritual journey, my spiritual wellness. And that's what Transparent Faith is about. It's about my journey back to God and spiritual renewal, which is very important for our health. We can spend a lot of time talking about what we look like in the physical sense, but I tell you, if your inside isn't right, if you're not mentally, you know, functioning well, and your spiritual life is off, it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. And so that's what Transparent Faith is about. It supports spiritual wellness and health.
Oh, right. Oh, the holistic, the whole person.
Right.
And so how did you come up with the idea to even, you know, put this in a book?
Last year, God had laid on my heart to write a book. I just didn't know what it was going to be about. And so, you know, I started, you know, writing and journaling. And actually last year I started periscoping. So, you know, Periscope came out last summer, and I was getting used to talking about yoga and whatnot. And then something shifted. One day I decided to talk about my story, and people really seemed to respond. And I was talking just about my simple story about being in a backslidden state and how I felt like I wasn't good enough for God when I was a teen and I was trying to live the, you know, a saved and Christian lifestyle, and how I rededicated my life to Christ in my 30s and how different it was. And so I got, like, you know, people really identified with that, and I was taking notes before my Periscope and what I would talk about, and the notes, you know, turned into a book. And I just kind of went from there and allow God to just speak to me and through me, and Transparent Faith came about.
Now, talk about monetizing your Periscope. This is a sidebar. If you're in business, like, this is a perfect case study, business study. Like, how do you, you know, so that we're going to have to tackle that another show, but this is a perfect example of monetizing your Periscope. So, wow, okay, so that's amazing. And so what was the most difficult aspect of writing this book?
Oh, my gosh. I think the most difficult part was staying on task, because there are so many lessons that I've learned since I rededicated my life to Christ that I couldn't just put it all in there. God had to remind me, you have more books than you, Sherelle. Just stay on task. And so as the chapters came forth, I had to just make sure that I stuck to the topic at hand and to save those other stories for another time, another book. But I would say that was probably the most difficult part, along with revisiting lessons that I had learned and some lessons that I had failed, and some of those victories, and putting myself back in the space of what I felt like as that was going on, so that the reader could really get an inside look at what was going on at my life during that time. What was I thinking as a Christian, someone that was new to the journey with Christ and didn't know a lot of scripture, didn't know a lot of word, and really just came to Christ as I was, and I love God, but what's next? That's what transparent faith answers the question. Now that I'm saved, what's next? And I hope that the readers get something beautiful out of transparent faith. It clearly lays out God's plan and the process that he takes us all through as believers.
Excellent, excellent. And who is the perfect reader? Who is this book, like the real intent you were writing it, and who did you have in mind?
I actually had people like me in mind, people that maybe had known God before and had fallen away, were living their own life, doing their own thing, because that's what I was doing, and finally deciding to answer the call of God, and wherever they are, ground zero, picking up the book and saying, I want to learn more. That's who this book is for that new believer, maybe that came to church on an Easter Sunday that hadn't been to church in years and decided to come.
Oh, wow.
That person that was in a backslidden state and they hear God's voice calling them and they're just not really sure, they're still on the fence, this book is for them. It's even for the seasoned Christian, that those people that have been in the Christian walk for a while, but they need to fall back in love with God. It's a very easy read, and it's for all three of those types of people.
Wonderful. And how can listeners get a hold of it?
I just found out that the book is now available on Amazon. So they can definitely go to Amazon.com and purchase Transparent Faith there, or they can go to my website at transparentfaith.net and pick up the book and actually get an autographed copy. So I believe that Transparent Faith is not just a book, but more so a movement. It's about removing the covers, removing the layers. In the book of Genesis, we were naked before God and we were in fellowship. And it's only because the fall of man that we began to cover. And I believe that God wants us to be uncovered so that people can see the light in us. There are hurting people out there and people that need to know God, need to feel at peace. And it's all about us sharing our own transparent story with people. But we have to be able to be uncovered and share our true story so that people can feel healed and delivered.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, what's awesome is that you, you know, were being transparent yourself to write, you know, to write this, you know, just to be able to share. And I love a scripture that you have on your site, Revelations 12 and 11. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So is the book really like your living testimony?
It really is my living testimony. I hadn't been to church like in years when I joined my home church. And I remember my pastor saying, you know, once you join, your life is going to change. And I kind of chuckled to myself like, yeah, right. But I tell you, from that time that I made that conscious decision in my mind, because we know it all starts in the mind, my life would never be the same. There's so many lessons that I've learned. There's so many victories. There's so much growth that's happened in my life because I'm more in tune with myself mentally, spiritually, and physically now, so that I tend to the entire person. It's not just, okay, I do yoga or okay, I just meditate. It's all three, tending to all three through my spiritual walk with Christ, using yoga as another tool to worship God, to use Christian meditation to quiet my mind, because we can all pray all day long, but that's a one-way conversation. So we have to be able to quiet ourselves so that God can talk to us. Because he's not going to talk
over us.
Amen.
He's not going to talk over us. Yeah.
Right. He's not going to talk over us. So in Faith and Flow Yoga, we really spend time in Christian meditation, focused breathing, because God gave us his breath through the nose. It's his spirit that's flowing through us, and there's something powerful about the breath. And the practice of Faith and Flow Yoga gives you time to really tune into that, to tune back into God's spirit in a different way than you would maybe at church or a revival or somewhere else. It's simply another tool. That's what I want people to really understand, that yoga is not something that's foreign. God created breath, he created movement, and he wants us to meditate. And those are the three pillars of Faith and Flow Yoga: movement, Christian meditation, and focused breathing.
All right. There you go. There you go. And so, listeners, you can pick it up. You can pick it up Amazon if you want the Kindle version. It is available. I know a lot of our listeners are like, hey, can I get it on my e-book reader? So it's available that way. And then certainly transparentfaith.net will get you an autograph. You'll be able to order and get an autograph copy. So take her up on that. You want to get the autograph. You want to get the autograph.
Yeah.
Did a little birdie tell me you had a special? You had something for the listeners?
I have a free book, an autographed copy of Transparent Faith.
Oh,
for one of your
listeners.
Loyal viewers.
Oh, my goodness. All right, listeners. So to get in the drawing to get this book, autograph copy, you need to inbox me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette, or you need to DM me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, or you can go to, if you're already on charvette.com, some of you listen from there, you can send a message right on the contact page. So one of those three ways, and you will become the lucky winner. You could become the lucky winner, the blessed winner of a book.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for offering that to our listeners. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Oh, it's
all
my
right,
pleasure. I know it's going to bless somebody.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so last question for you. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Oh, my gosh. Life continues to motivate me because life is ever-changing, and it provides possibilities every day that I get up, that I have the opportunity to see a new day. There's opportunity there. There's growth there. I get up every morning and I say, I can't wait to see what God is going to do today.
Yeah, yeah. I love that expectation, constant expectation. All right.
Exactly.
So tell our listeners one last time how they can connect with you. And if you're still Periscoping, tell them how they can watch you on Periscope.
Oh, awesome. Yes. So you can watch me on Periscope every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday between 11:15 and 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right after that, between 11:30 and noon, you can catch me on Facebook Live. Then I'm also available on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at Faith and Flow 13.
Okay, and on Periscope, is it just your name or do you have a certain handle?
No, it's Faith and Flow 13 on Periscope, Instagram, and Twitter.
Oh, okay. Y'all got it? Good. We're glad you got it. And listen, if you follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, I have retweeted. So that's an easy connection point there. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much, Charvette. This was amazing. I had such a good time. I hope that the listeners got some information that they can put into effect into their lives.
I believe we did. I absolutely believe we did. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Listeners. Oh, you're welcome. Listeners, we're going to take a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with our second segment. You don't want to move. We're going to be talking to one of the dynamic ladies that I met recently, not too long ago, right here in Richmond, Virginia. You know how we do, listeners. We interview people all over the world, but it's amazing to interview people that are right in the same city with me. Sharon Bailey is here to talk to us. She's the CEO of Above and Beyond Exquisite Style Catering Services. Listen, we know some of you all got engaged at Valentine's. Some of you planning weddings, planning family reunions, 40th birthday parties, whatever it is. We're going to give you some tips for looking for a caterer, tips around your meal plan, if you're planning a party, all that good stuff. We're going to help you out. So we're going to be right back after this quick commercial break.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1.
Soldier, do you see many conquering territories
that you imagine only in your dreams and visions? Well, listen up, because this is about to change. Hi, I am Apostle Olive C. Brown, creator of Fire Up Your Faith, a program that will teach you how to overcome barriers to your assignment, your career, and your purpose. Now, all of us have a desire to succeed, and in Fire Up Your Faith, I am going to show you how to go higher as an eagle and win. If you have a phone, that is virtually all you need to get started. The program is for a week, April 12th through May 3rd. Go to ocbrownministry.com and be prepared to be shocked and awed. Looking to hear from you.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back again. Big shout out to all of our sponsors and advertisers. Thank you so much. Big shout out to LaTanya Boyd, one of our sponsors who's listening. If you are an author, you want to check her out. She can help promote and get your book pushed out there with virtual book tours and all that good stuff. So, all right, so we're running to the phone lines, running to the virtual green room. Sharon Bailey's been hanging out there. We're bringing her up to the mic right now on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hello, Sharon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Charvette. It's good to be here.
Oh, we are glad to have you. We are glad to have you and to feature you and your company Above and Beyond Exquisite Style Catering Services. And so I said in the intro, I know some people got engaged and people are planning family reunions and all that good stuff. So we want to give them some tips and some help. All right, so let's start from the beginning. Yes, how did you get into catering?
Catering has always been with me as a little girl. My parents, the late elder Earl Allen and the late Madeline Allen, and my grandparents, Walter Jasper, who is still living, and the late Eva Jasper, they were entrepreneurs. They owned two restaurants back on Hall Street in the 70s. And as a young girl, I grew up around food. I've always watched and observed how they prepared the food back then. I always had an eye for detail. And during the holidays was the big thing for us and our family, and I just love to cook, and I always love having family gatherings. So, therefore, that's how I actually got started with the catering.
Wow, and so you have a gift of making food in large quantities. Like, you know how to season it. I really think that's what sets apart, like, a caterer from, you know, some people can cook good, but when you get into that, you know, making food in large quantities and it still tastes good, that's a gift.
Yes, and I believe God has blessed me with that gift.
Yes, wonderful. So how did you come up with the name for your company?
You know, as I was sitting down few years ago, I was trying to, you know, I was praying and I was seeking God because I just didn't want to put anything out there. Once I had started to launch my business, I was definitely into prayer. And two scriptures came before me, and it's always been embedded in me, but it was Deuteronomy 28 and 13, where it said, I will make you the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. And I was like, wow, that scripture just like magnified itself to me. And I took the word above out of that. Then Ephesians 3 and 20 in the NIV version stated, now to him who's able to do immeasurably more than what we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And I was like, I never saw that scripture like that before. And the Lord told me, he just showed me something. This thing that I'm about to do for you, you're not going to even be able to measure it. It's going it's going to be beyond your imagination. So, and I took that word, I was like, it just blew me completely away. So I took that word beyond. Those were the two words that I had wrote down, above and beyond, just out of those two scriptures that the Lord had given me. And exquisite came from definition is beautiful, elegant, extremely. And I'm a person, I love detail. I love to go all out when it's decor time. So that's where I came up with the word exquisite, because it was elegant. And I've combined all of that together, and it just blew my mind. Above and beyond, exquisite style, catering service. I just didn't want people to see the business, but I wanted people to see me, who I was. Because if they saw me, they're going to know and represent the business. They're going to see the business aspect of it.
Absolutely.
So that's how I came up with it.
Oh, wow, what a great detail, explanation and story you took us along with around just the, behind the name. And you all are licensed and insured and all that, listeners. So, you know, this is not mom and them in the back kitchen. This is, you know, we got no diss to mom in the back kitchen. But it's all professional and everything. So what types of events do you cater?
I cater weddings, engagements, retirements, birthdays, baby showers, graduations, funeral repasts, socials, pastoral banquets, anything that a person needs. They might just want to have ladies out weekend and they just need someone to come in and cater. No event is too small.
So no event is too small.
No event is too small. I
have
to meet everybody's need.
Oh, okay, there you go, a package to meet every need. And I have seen more and more, you know, popularity around kind of the small dinner parties. And so, you know, it used to be a time where you thought catering, you only thought like a great big reception. But now, you know, the affordability, and then sometimes it's just you don't have the time and you want to put a nice dinner party together, you can get a caterer.
Exactly.
Okay, so for the listeners that are they're listening in, and they want some tips, so let's help them out. What are three tips you would give to them if they are in search for a caterer for their event, no matter what event it is? What three tips would you give them when they start their search?
The three tips that I would recommend very highly: presentation to me is very important. Food tasting is very important. I do not charge for food tasting. I just don't believe in charging for food tasting. I know a lot of caterers do that, but it's just like if you go to Martin's and you are in the deli and you never tried their deli meat, you might want to get a sample. They give you a sample. They don't charge you for that sample. So, therefore, I pick that up. I'm not going to charge for my food tasting because I want your business. And I feel as though once you sit down and taste my food, I know I'm going to book you. Already
got it. Yes.
So I'm that confident in that. So I do not charge for that. So presentation is very, very good. If your caterer present a presentation package to you, I also look out for responsiveness, whether they respond back to you. You want your caterer or your event planner to respond back. within a time frame, not a week or 2 weeks later, not even 2-3 days later. They should be able to respond back with you within that day. So response is very important to me. Budget, everybody has a different budget. I have a package to meet anybody's budget. So to me, those are the tips that you need to look for. Presentation, what budget package do they offer? Do they respond back to you in a timely fashion?
Now, I want to tone back in on that taste, the food tasting. So if they are, if someone is looking, a listener is looking, because we have listeners all over the United States. So Richmond, you know, you need to go see Sharon, but or surrounding counties. But if, you know, someone is in another state, what would be a reasonable amount if they are dealing with a caterer who charges for a food tasting? Number one, a food tasting, is that like a plate of food? Is that I can bring my 10 bridesmaids and we all can eat at the tasting? Like what comes in the tasting?
Okay.
That's why they probably started charging, because people started bringing them and their 10 bridesmaids, and that's the tasting, you know.
I understand, but my food tasting, I don't believe in doing samples of this, samples of that. You get a little bit of this and you get a little bit of that. But when I bring my guests or my clients to me, they actually have a plated food, a plated dinner, just like they would at their reception. So you're going to get the baked chicken. You're going to get the macaroni and cheese. You're going to get the string beans or whatever you have selected on your menu. You will be having a plated food. I just did a food tasting for a church this past weekend. They had 6 people. I was able to accommodate all 6 of them with a meal, a complete meal.
Oh,
and
wow.
And give them dessert and give them drinks. So it's not like, you know, they had a little bit of this. But for I plan for them, bring your committee. Let me know how many is in your committee or who's coming with you. I don't have a cutoff point. You know, I don't want to feed 50 or 60 people at a food tasting, but I want to feed the appropriate persons or people that's in your group. Who's paying for it?
All right, there you go.
That's,
yes,
that's
we need the
need
people that's
feed.
Paying, the decision makers, and the ones that's stroking the check. We don't mind making sure they have a plate. I love that. And sometimes you have to, some things may seem self-explanatory, and some things may seem common sense to some people, but some things are not common. So that's why, listeners, we try to break it down. We try to break it down for you. Okay. Wonderful. I love that. Actually, we got a question from Facebook. We got a question from Facebook, and LaTanya Boyd, hello LaTanya Boyd, and she said, what advice do you have for authors for their book signings? A lot of authors have book signings, so it's almost kind of like, I guess, a little reception repass. Do you have any catering suggestions for authors and they're doing a book signing?
Doing a book signing, I will offer them finger foods. Something easy that they can pick up and that's not messy, because you don't want food to get on your book per se. So something simple like hors d'oeuvres, nice hors d'oeuvres, that does not require a lot of mess up. So that's I would do at a book signing, or just fruit, or just a veggie tray. Something real
simple.
So that's
good. And because I think people probably understand if they're coming to a book signing, like, this is not a full catered sit-down dinner.
Right.
You know?
This is just something to say thank you for coming.
Good. All right, LaTanya, there you have it. And those are tips you can give your authors. She works with a bunch of authors. So those are tips, because I can imagine some, you know, and then there may be some authors who do want to do a full sit-down dinner.
Yeah.
But she said, thank you so much. Love that.
Thank
finger
you.
Foods, keep it simple and yet elegant. All right, we're going to keep
yes.
it simple and elegant. Okay, perfect. So you got those suggestions. Okay, so let's move forward. Let's talk about cost. And this doesn't have to be related specifically to your cost, but in general, what should people expect to pay when they are hiring a caterer? What's kind of any ballpark figures you could give people?
I think a good ballpark figure would be on the low end, $18.75. On the high
okay.
end, it could go from $23.75 on up. It depends upon your menu. If you know you want all seafood, everybody knows seafood is very expensive. So you
mm-hmm.
might be paying a $25 or $30 plate for seafood because of the climb the cost. But the average caterer is between $18.75 to $23.75. Anything over, what are they offering you?
Look at what they're offering. And that's for, now, of course, listeners, this is not including, you know, the venue and all. This is only catering services. So,
right,
this is only food. So you still, you know, have to get your venue. And typically, are you working with people that they have picked out a venue and you are going to the venue to deliver the mm-hmm. catering services?
Yes. This is what we set up at the catering services. Yes, ma'am, at the venue. And
okay.
for the listeners, they always have to remember this. If you are doing a catering event at a hotel, they might not know. They attach an 18% gratuity extra. So for a plated meal at a hotel, you might be paying about $30, $32 a plate plus
mm-hmm.
additional 18% plus additional surcharge. So they need to be careful when they sit down and talk, read the fine print.
Oh, okay. So this is if the venue they've picked is a hotel, and is that they're getting the catering service through the hotel?
Exactly, because the hotel
okay.
will not allow you to bring in a caterer.
Right, and they do that on purpose.
exactly. But it is an
okay.
extra cost, and some people don't know that.
So pay attention to that, listeners. That's a great tip. Make sure you look at the gratuity and any other. They may even charge a room fee. I know some hotels, depending on how
yes,
large the reception is, they will comp that. But if it's not a certain amount, then you might also
they
have to pay for that room.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, y'all getting some good tips today from Sharon Bailey, talking about catering tips, planning your party, all that good stuff. All right, so let's keep on moving. So we talked about authors. We kind of got the author book signings out the way. Let's talk about those that may be getting married this summer. Let's just say they're getting married this summer, late summer. What would be a sample meal plan? Let's say if you have if you have a lunch reception or if you have a dinner reception, what would be an example for, you know, a bride-to-be of what would be a good lunch reception and a good dinner reception?
I think for a lunch reception, because it's during the day, you could do light hors d'oeuvres, which can include a seafood salad, shrimp cocktail. You could do the choices of the wingdings, fruit salad, or just a fresh salad, or you can just stick with a basic meal, which is grilled chicken or grilled salmon over pasta with a fresh salad and fruit and a beverage. So that's something, you know, a little simple for lunch, but
mm-hmm.
cost-effective also. For the dinner reception...
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh,
I'm sorry. For the dinner reception, you can also do a choice of two meats. You can also do two veggies, two starches, a roll, a beverage, and also a dessert for a dinner reception. And you have an option. Do you want a plated meal versus a buffet meal? So those are things to look into. What
okay.
are your caterer going to offer you?
Mm-hmm. And is there a time where, you know, a buffet, like, are there any guidelines or rules? Like, you should definitely do a buffet if this, or a plated meal is more formal. Like, are those types of guidelines, any type of guidelines like that?
It's all, it still goes back to what the client wants. If you want,
okay,
if it's a formal event, yes, I would suggest a plated meal. If you want buffet where they can come back the second or third time, that should be buffet. But
okay,
again, it depends on the person who's paying it and what
mm-hmm.
do they want, a plated meal, or do you want the food to be all gone? Because usually with a plated meal, that's what you're going to
uh-huh.
get, a plated meal.
It's your plate.
That's it.
That's
but if you
it.
Want buffet.
That's that. Now, buffet is going to cost, is buffet going to cost more?
If you want buffet, usually a caterer will charge you probably maybe $2 more.
Oh, okay.
But it's an option because it depends on what is your menu. What are you deciding
okay.
to have?
Got
so that's
it.
How
okay.
that can go.
So y'all are learning all good stuff. So I think it's pros and cons to everything because I know with the wedding,
right.
I'm like, when we get to the reception, I want to get by my seat, check in. Yes, I turn my RSVP in. Where am I sitting? And you got to wait for the picture. So it's almost like I like the plated because then people can be sitting down talking and mingling. But then, you know, you do have the variety on, you know, if you go with a buffet, you have a variety because people can kind of pick, well, I don't like, you know, fish, but I'll go with the chicken or what have you.
Right.
So.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay,
okay,
perfect. All right, so let's talk about church events, because I know you do a lot of church events, and I actually met you at a church event. Woo-woo, shout
yes,
out.
You did.
So,
yes, you
did. So what tips do you have for ministries that are working with caterers or want to work with a caterer for an event?
Okay, I would say, first of all, to select a committee along with the chairperson.
Mm-hmm.
Always have your people in place, what you want. In reference to your event, plan your menu. Know what you want before you meet your caterer. Have an idea of what you want before you meet your caterer. What are you looking for from your caterer? Are you looking for just food? Are you looking for decor? Are you looking for linen? What are you looking for? 9 out of 10, a lot of caterers only give you just the food. They don't do the setup. With my business, we cater, we set up. I direct weddings. I do it all. So we offer you the linen. We offer you the table overlays. We offer you the decor. A lot of caterers do not. So find out, it's very important that you find out what do they offer in detail. What is your budget? Get a reference.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, get to know who your caterer is, not just by word of mouth, but sit down and get to know them, not just by sitting there, paying them, and then you see them at your event. But your caterer should be able to respond back to you at least 2, maybe 3 times before your event even gets started.
Oh, wow.
Have open communication.
Yes. And so you said you provide linens. Would that be the linens for where the food is or the linens for even where people are, the guests
the
are seated?
The whole setup. The whole
setup. Wow.
I provide the white linen. I provide the table runners, the table overlays, the mirrors, the beautiful rhinestone decor, the flower arrangements, the wine glasses. We do have china. We do have silverware. So it all depends on what package you want. But with any catering event, we're going to set up for you, and it's no additional cost.
Oh,
if
wow.
I cater, we will set up for you. If I don't cater, we can still set up for you, but there is a fee for that.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
This is my way.
That's a specific
this,
service.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is my way of saying thank you because I know you're going to book me again.
Right. Awesome. And so these are all things that I think you're giving people great insight on that maybe they hadn't thought about. Well, linens? Well, yeah, I want linens, but I didn't think about who was supposed to get that. Or am I, you know, who, you know, so it's great that you, it sounds like you have an option that's kind of all inclusive, but there may be other caterers who only do, you know, one portion of it, or they may have available linens, but you have to specifically, you know, ask, or they may do setup, but you have to make sure you specifically ask and put it in the contract
exactly.
or the agreement. Okay.
And I do have
and
the spandex
so,
chair covers.
The
spandex chair covers. So I offer
yes,
the whole
yes.
setup.
What?
Now, let me tell you, the spandex chair covers, listeners, that alone is worth the catering. Because if you try to buy them or rent them yourself, you got to cover every seat in your venue. So that's amazing if that is, you know, with that being included in your service. That's amazing. And so that leads me into my next question around really the importance of the decor. So, you know, I can imagine, I'm just guessing that maybe when you started out, you know, you focused on the food, but then it's like, if I come somewhere and I got all this great food and it's amazing and they don't have any tablecloths and they don't have any nice, you know, nothing in the decor, how important is the decor really to the event to complement the food even?
Decor to me is very, very important. It sets the tone for the event. If your decorations is not beautiful, believe me, you're going to have people talking. When you walk into your event, you want to be like a princess and a king. You want to walk into the palace. So therefore, you want your table set up as a palace. You want your table set up very fatiguing, very beautiful. And this is what we are here for, to make sure that happens. We're just not going to put dollar store items on your table. We're going to put something on your table to make it look beautiful, to make it stand out.
Wonderful,
you really need to look at.
Yeah. Well, listeners, you have a lot there, but I think this was really concise and really, really gave some really good insight, I think, to catering and really thinking about, you know, what are the things that you want to consider, and at least, you know, what are the things you want to ask if you are going into, you know, a catering venture with anyone. You know, what is it that you want to do? What is it that you want to do? Big shout out to Nadine, who posted amen in the Wow Woman of the Word group, who's listening. Thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate that. All right, so Sharon, tell people how they can contact you and get on board.
Yes, they can contact me through Facebook, Sharon Bailey. They can also contact me at my personal cell, 804-908-2127. They can also contact me at my personal email, charbail9@aol.com.
All right, and I have tagged her on Facebook, so if you're following me, facebook.com/Charvette, I've tagged her a number of times, at least three times, so that's an easy connection point, easy connection point, so that you can get in contact with Sharon Bailey. Above and Beyond Exquisite Styling, Style Catering Service, what areas do you service? Where, what's the location that you can service?
I can service any area. We have done Richmond, all the
Richmond, Virginia listeners.
In Richmond, Virginia, all the surrounding areas in the Tri-City areas. And we have gone outside of the area.
Okay.
So anywhere that I'm called, we can make it happen. As
all
long
right,
as
there
they
you
have
go.
A full kitchen at their facility. A full
all
kitchen.
All right. A full kitchen.
Yes.
There you have it. Well, awesome. Well, we certainly wish you much more continued success. Hello to all those that are on the phone line still coming in. We thank you for checking out the show, listening in here as we chatted, starting out with Sherelle Moore Tucker and ending up here with Sharon Bailey. Thank you so much for checking us out. And we always are just motivated and excited and influenced over here. And so we want to know, my last question for you, Sharon, is the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
What motivates me is when I plan my next event. Booking my next event, yes, that motivates me, and meeting new people.
And meeting new people. I love it. Well, well said. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. It was great to chat with you and hear all about your services and get some tips about catering.
Thank you so much, Charvette, for having me.
Oh, you are quite welcome. All right, listeners, that's going to be a wrap for today. Check us out at Charvette.com. Of course, our mobile app, just look for Charvette. It's free in your app store. And we're going to see you guys next week.
Live from
Bye.
Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at Charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.